Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have an RJ update. He's been missing throughout the entire morning. Troy's going crazy, wanting to find out the details. Roy has an update.
Don't tell me.
7:40. We haven't been able to find him. No one in morning show history has slept in this long and missed this much of the show.
Oh, you mother...
What?
Did you just... He's asleep?
I'm not going to tell you. 7:40. Relax. Troy's been yelling and screaming all commercial. Tell me. No, it's a tease. It's a good tease. We want natural radio reaction. So 7:40 will give you an RJ update on where he is and what happened to him. Let's bring in our Cowboys and Mavericks insider, Mike Fisher, joining us on the BuyerSafety.com hotline with Sean and Roy here on DFW Sports Station. Mikey, how surprised are you that RJ has done this to us today?
Not.
What's going on with Zach Martin?
His contract isn't done, and we've got announcements and stories and exclusives and breaking, and they're all premature. It's coming, and the Cowboys, I'm told, have set today as kind of an artificial deadline for themselves because it's the beginning of minicamp. So, as Jerry Jones told me in his office some 28 years ago when I asked him, why don't you just sign whoever it was, Isaac Holt? Well, Mr. Mack, deadlines make deals. So they've created today as a deadline for themselves. Jason Garrett's got a 10:30 a.m. press conference here live on The Fan. And maybe Zach Martin will come rolling in and they'll hold up a jersey or give a handshake and a hug and announce that there is a new six-year extension to tag onto this existing year. That will make him the third highest paid offensive lineman in the history of football, I think, and the highest paid guard in football ever. But it is not, no matter what anybody says, writes, or guesses, done, not yet.
What's going on with Randy Gregory?
This is cool. The Cowboys, and especially Randy Gregory, because the Cowboys technically can't be directly involved in much of this, from the time that he turns in his paperwork, which, as we've talked about here, was a 2,000-page packet. The commissioner's office has 60 days on which to rule. Well, my calculations are that it's been about 22 and that they've already summoned Randy Gregory to New York for a meeting to give him a chance to demonstrate all the things that are in those 2,000 pages, which include I have gone to every possible 12-step behavioral and rehab program known to man and passed them all. I've taken dozens of drug tests and passed them all since July 2017. I've got my life together as a father and as an employee for a company that is not football related. I've traveled from California to Texas to try to get everything right in my life, and I'm ready. And so the fact that this has happened 22 days in, instead of the NFL dragging its feet as it can, it's good news for Randy Gregory.
What do you think Randy has done differently in terms of changes in his life?
Well, I think, number one, he went and got himself a job. And so he occupied his time with something besides, I don't know, if you're 24 years old.
What job?
You took your jabs.
Yeah, we'll keep that in our pocket for right now. But the point is, he didn't sit around and play video games and smoke pot like Roy does.
That's not true, Mike. I got a kid, man.
I know. And by the way, he has a kid. And so he's occupied himself in the last year with being an adult. And, Sean, just trying to find ways to cope with life in ways that the NFL finds legal. And so I think he can establish to the NFL that he does not use drugs. I think he can establish to the NFL that he's made himself a citizen outside of football, and that's the point of the employment, that he's a good father, and that he's got his stuff together as a person, which can lead to him having himself together as a player.
Well, while we're speaking of players who we believe are also good fathers, Mike, can you give me any update on what you expect from David Irving this week?
Yeah, and there's kind of a buzz that he's going to show up today, and obviously that would be good. His defensive coordinator, Rod Marinelli, is obviously miffed that Randy Gregory hasn't shown up much. We've explained here the reasons why. Now, there is emotional turbulence in his life related to the accusation against him, the breakup with his longtime girlfriend, and then the custody fight, which he won. And by the way, Jason Garrett personally gave David Irving his blessing to go leave work a few weeks ago, to go to California and retrieve his daughter. So the Cowboys are not unaware of any of this. The question for me is, are they doing enough to help him? There's tough love, and then there's love, and then there's screw you. And it seems like the Cowboys have kind of dabbled in all three of those with David Irving. But I'm quite sure that he doesn't want to face missing 3 days of mandatory and then get fined $84,000. He's very conscious of his finances, increasingly so. That wouldn't be good. And I can report that last week, Roy, on Wednesday, after OTAs were over, he got on the phone with the strength and conditioning people and came in to the Star and did do a workout on the field and indoors with the strength and conditioning people. So it's a baby step forward. He does believe that by the time we get to training camp, I'll be fine. It'll all have worked out, but it'd be really nice if it can work out to the point where he can be at minicamp today.
Mike Fisher, buyersafety.com hotline right here on The Fan.
So, Mike, also we heard last week that Leighton Vander Esch might be held out with what the team is classifying as a minor ankle injury. Have you heard anything further on that front?
I do know that it's all precautionary, so we will monitor that. Obviously, he'd be chomping at the bit to be part of this today. But if you listen to Jason Garrett, and he'll say this again today at 10:35 in his presser, they don't want injuries. They don't want people hitting each other. They don't want people on the ground. So they have every reason to be very careful with him. They'll certainly continue to be careful with Sean Lee, Tank Lawrence. There's no reason for me to ask those guys to put themselves at much risk. And I know that, you know, we gotta practice, and we gotta go hard, and we gotta have tempo and all that. But I'll use Sean Lee as the best example. We know by the numbers what happens if Sean Lee doesn't play football on a given Sunday. There's no possible way that Tuesday, June 12th, is even close to as important as that.
Anything else you want to preview with Cowboys practice before we get to the NBA?
We talk a lot about, you know, this guy's turning into a leader and that guy's turning into a leader. Watch Dak Prescott here the next 3 days and watch him.
Well, I can't see him on the top 100, so I may as well see him somewhere else.
Well, the top 100 stuff, that's just us twiddling our thumbs.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to fill space on NFL Network. There's no substance there. Today we have football in North Texas, and that substance. And I'm just telling you, Ezekiel Elliott has been put on the leadership council, and there's these other names that pop up. Jeff Heath is being designated as a team leader, and I think that's great. But watch Dak Prescott run this show with his intellect and his ability to say all the right things. Years ago, the great Jimmy Johnson, and I'd never heard this saying before, and it was just so awesome. And if you've seen the old videos of it, you see how he claps. Sean, you ever seen Jimmy Johnson clap?
Yeah, I can do it. I can do the impersonation blindfold.
He puts one hand on top of the other.
Yep.
Like a sandwich. His clapping is sandwiching.
Yes.
But what he says while he's clapping so stupidly is, as it's 100 degrees and we're all melting out in the Austin heat, mind controlling the body, not the body controlling the mind. In that Port Arthur drawl. And Dak Prescott probably doesn't know anything about mind controlling the body, but he does know that. He does know, listen, I can say the right things and do the right things and act the right way, and that can help control the way the Cowboys go.
Well, we do know this team is lacking a quality clapper, so there is that. I'm excited to hear that breaking news from you, Mike. Let's switch it over to the hardwood. Now, you've got an update on Mo Bamba and his workout for us.
Yeah, a couple of exclusives for you here. Mo Bamba was in Dallas on Monday. They went over to the practice facility across the street from the AAC, right by Sean Shreve's old stomping grounds. Remember that,
Sean? Yeah, I do remember that. Well, not
you know
that
what I'm
night.
Talking about.
A couple of fans remember that.
All right.
Yeah, and they put him through all the stuff. What I'm told, here's the quote from a source, and by the way, in the gym, Donnie Nelson, Rick Carlisle, Casey Smith, the trainer, Michael Finley, the special assistant, and what I was told, all the scouts. So the entire scouting staff was there, in addition to most of the big shots and the decision makers. And they said, more athletic than you would think at 7'1", and a better shooter than he was. He's really worked hard on that. And I'm not talking about just, you know, he can score at the rim. I'm saying in this hybrid five era, where you want your centers to be able to move their feet defensively and guard people other than centers. And on offense, they need to be a threat. Mo Bamba yesterday in the gym with the Mavericks was an offensive threat shooting the basketball. And then his intelligence and his character off the charts. And so he impressed in all three of those ways. I think they come away from that confirming their idea that Mo Bamba is a valid top five pick in this draft.
You have any idea what their board looks like in terms of top three or, you know, top two, three, four, five?
I know that Ayton's number one, and that's been that way for a long time, and that won't move. About 3 weeks ago, Doncic was number two. I'm pretty sure of that. I don't know why that would move. And then after that, I think it continues to be a mad scramble. And then here's the wild card guy. The Mavericks, we reported on Friday, were invited to the private workout in Chicago of Michael Porter Jr. from Missouri, who has that back problem that he got surgically repaired, caused him to, of course, miss most of his only season at Missouri. The doctor who performed the surgery is Dr. Drew Dossett, Dallas-based and Cowboy-affiliated. And so the Mavericks will have really good information there regarding his health. The workout on Friday, a source told me, made Michael Porter Jr. look like a top three pick if he's healthy. Ooh. And, of course, it's a big if. But the word there was extremely impressive. That kid can be, and you know, we talk about high ceilings and high floors and low ceilings and all that, right? And it's part of projecting. It's part of the comps. If Michael Porter Jr. becomes all the things that he could possibly be, he could possibly be Kevin Durant. And so that makes him a top three prospect if he's healthy. And I think the Mavericks do share that thought.
What is going on? What's your take on T.O. throwing cocaine shots at Michael Irvin for Irvin questioning his skipping of his Hall of Fame induction?
You know, T.O. has every right to handle his induction however he wants. And if he wants to be offended because he wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer, which, by the way, that's a baseball concept. I don't know why people have turned that into a football concept. There's only, in a given year, what, seven guys who make it or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
You're not. Whereas in baseball, can't a billion guys make it? And so to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, if you're a quarterback that is eligible the first year, and it's the same time that, I don't know, Dan Marino and John Elway are eligible, you're not getting in, and you don't have to be offended by it. But if T.O. wants to be offended, that's fine. He certainly has a right to recognize what we know about the Hall of Fame process and some of its voters. Gary Myers, in New York now, former Dallas writer, coming out and saying, well, if I would have known he was going to not come to my ceremony, I wouldn't have voted in.
Clown.
You can't do that.
Clown.
The rules say that you can't let your personal views or their away-from-the-field behavior have anything to do with your selection thinking. And yet Gary Myers and one other voter have come out and said, screw that. We do whatever we want. But for T.O., let him take down Jason Whitlock and make fun of him for being fat. Jason Whitlock doesn't deserve a seat at this table when the people that are jousting are Randy Moss, T.O., and Michael Irvin, three of the five greatest receivers to ever play. And I don't know why T.O. won't allow people to hug him. Michael Irvin would hug you. He'll be your best friend,
yeah.
T.O., if you'd let him. And to do the cocaine and the donuts and the fat and the and then of course the one that I think is the unkindest cut, the Uncle Tom accusation. That's just as horrible a thing I think as can come out of T.O.'s mouth. And that part of it's sad. I assume that he's a little short on money and wants to turn this into a money-making opportunity. And again, that's fine, but this is no way to make friends and influence people when you're a Hall of Fame receiver getting ready to go get your gold jacket and you're tearing down the likes of Randy Moss and the likes of Michael Irvin.
Great stuff, Mikey. We appreciate it. Thank you.
See you today inside the Star.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.